Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Side Hustle School. This one is episode 2327. Many days have gone by since we first started this podcast, approximately 2,327 days, in fact. And we're here today to inspire you with real-life case studies, practical tips, so you can create an income-generating opportunity, or maybe even more than one, opportunities, let's say, for yourself, all while balancing a day job, personal life, you know, all the things. I know that starting a side hustle can be challenging, especially in the midst of life as we know it, but I also believe that it's worth it. All right, so we want to help you do it in a way that is most effective and profitable for you. And in this episode in particular, we have a question from Leo in Columbus, Columbus, Ohio, I believe that would be. Leo has been creating and selling digital art prints online. And like a lot of folks, he's facing some challenges when it comes to marketing in terms of reaching the right audience, deciding on product expansion. You know, does he make 1,000 products or does he focus on just 3 or 4? Or I guess somewhere in between, because that's kind of a broad range. Well, his question is one that many of our listeners can relate to. Let's jump in and hear what he has to say. It's all coming up after this shout out to our sponsor. Thank you, sponsor, and thank you, listeners.
Hey, my name is Leo from Columbus. And I have a side hustle creating and selling digital art prints online. While I've made some sales, I'm not sure if I'm reaching the right audience. How can I use targeted marketing and online platforms to reach art enthusiasts who may be interested in purchasing my work? Also, should I try to expand to as many products as possible, since these days there are no limits with digital? Or do you think I'd be better off focusing on a few clear winners? Thanks so much for your help and for the show. I listen every day.
Hey, Leo, thanks for tuning in every day. That's awesome. So glad you reached out as well. So first, let's tackle the marketing aspect of your question. To reach the right audience, you're going to need to know who that audience is. You know, who is your ideal customer? Who are those art enthusiasts? Key point, art enthusiasts who might be interested in purchasing your work. So start by creating a profile of that target customer. Think about their age, their interests, their reason for buying digital art prints. Presumably they're going to hang these prints somewhere. So is this, you know, their first home? Is it their first apartment? Is it a second home? Is it a dorm room? You know, like very different audiences depending on the ultimate placement of the work. Also another question here, are you trying to sell lots of one-off prints to many people or lots of prints to a smaller number of recurring customers? However that shakes out, once you have a clear understanding of your target customer, explore online platforms and communities where they might be active. So for example, this could be Instagram, Pinterest, maybe even Twitter, who knows, to share your art and engage with potential customers. And when you do that, of course, you want to use relevant hashtags, you want to join groups or discussions related to digital art to increase your visibility. Now, as for product expansion, it's essential to strike a balance between offering some variety and maintaining a focus on your core strengths. So I would say instead of expanding to as many products as possible, at least at first, take some time to analyze your best-selling pieces and try to figure out the reasons behind their success. Like, why did this particular print sell, you know, 5x or 10x more than so many others? And usually you're going to see numbers like that. Usually there is a very disproportionate purchasing ratio. So use that information to create more products that resonate with your audience. You can always experiment with new products, but I would say just monitor that performance and adjust your offerings accordingly. Because ultimately, focusing on a few clear winners can help you create more of a strong brand identity. So Leo, those are my first thoughts. To grow your side hustle, identify your audience, your target customer, leverage some online platforms and communities, pick a couple of them, don't try to be everywhere, and maintain a balance between variety and focus when it comes to those product offerings. Good luck. Keep up the good work. Again, thanks for listening. And listeners, thank you for listening as well. If you have a question or a comment, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. I'm cheering you on wherever you are. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.